It's a huge pleasure to be here. I used to be part of this group from about 93 to 2001. And because of you guys, I'm not here anymore. I'm going to explain that. First, I want to present my wife, Daniela. She's not going to understand the thing I'm saying. Maybe it's better that way. You know, it's a huge pleasure. I realized like 2 weeks ago, wow, I'm going to be speaking a couple of days before Easter. And what a huge day Easter is as we celebrate Jesus Christ and what he has done for us. And we, now in the United States, we celebrate Easter, but we forget about Passover. It all started years ago, remember?
Yep.
When the king wouldn't let the Israelites leave, and there was a huge plague, killed millions of people, but they took the blood of a lamb and put it over their doorways, and those people were not damaged at all. And Jesus Christ was the ultimate lamb, the ultimate sacrifice for our sins that gives us eternal life in heaven. Today I want to talk to you about Easter. I want to talk about the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and I want to talk about Christ in you, Christ in us. I'm going to be using the New International Version. It's kind of a long verse if you want to read along with me in your own Bible. From 1 Peter chapter 1, 18 through 25. For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver and gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of this world, and he was revealed the last time for your sake. Through him, you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, so that your faith and hope are in God. Now that you are purified yourselves by obeying the truth, you have a sincere love for each other, love for one another deeply from your heart. For you have been born again, not by a perishable seed, but of an imperishable, through a living and enduring word of God. All people are like grass, and all their glory is like flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. How many of you have been born again? The most important decision you made in your life, right? How did you come to accept Jesus as your Savior? Somebody shared with you, right? You heard that word of God. I don't have a very good memory, but I remember the day I accepted Jesus Christ like it was yesterday. I was in the Air Force. Guys kept knocking on my door. I'm Catholic. I'm fine. You don't need to talk to me anymore. Finally, I went to a Bible study, and they explained to me why I needed to be saved, and I was, and my life changed completely that day. And I'm sure you're all the same. Something, the Holy Spirit, when it enters our life, something changes. The last verse that I read to you said, and the word that was preached to you. Who preached the word to the disciples? Jesus, right? It says in the last chapter of Mark, Jesus said his final words to the disciples. And I believe that those final words apply to us today. If we go to Mark chapter 16, verses 14 and 15, it said, later Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. Remember, this is after he died, after he was resurrected. He said he rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he was risen. And he said to them, what did he say to them? Go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. I think that applies to us today. We are saved by our faith in Jesus Christ, but we are considered righteous because we put our faith in action. And let me share a couple of verses of what I'm talking about righteousness. James 2:24 says, you see that a person is considered righteous by what they do and not by faith alone. That's the Bible. That's not me. Not by faith alone. And you know, James 2:26, the body without the spirit is dead. So that faith without deeds is dead, right? how did Jesus tell his disciples to put their faith in action? By going to Boulder Men's Christian Fellowship every Friday? No, but it helps, right? By going to church every Sunday? By reading their Bible every day? No, but all those things are important to do as Christians, right? Jesus is our example of how to live a Christian life. And how did he live his life? Since the day Jesus' ministry started, remember in the temple, his parents were separated from him. Jesus preached. Later, he preached in the mountains. He preached on the lake. He preached in the countryside. He even preached on the cross. And Jesus told us, as he did with the disciples, we need to preach. So what does preach mean? Well, I looked it up. Preaching means exhort, teach, evangelize, sermonize, be boring. No, that's not boring. Happens a lot, but y'all know Francis Assisi once said, right? It's a famous saying, go into the world and preach the gospel at all times, and if necessary, use words. You can preach with your life, right? There are many ways you can preach. You can share the gospel. John 5:16 is one of my favorite verses. He says, let your light shine so that other people may see your good works and glorify your Father who is heaven. People see what you do. They see the good things that you do. And they're going to ask you, why do you do that? Because I love Jesus. I want to share his message with other people. Oh, that's how they connect with God. I want to show you a really quick video. It's only 2 minutes long of what I do because of you guys in Mexico. Before I show you, I want to know that, let you know, for the guys that don't know me, this ministry started right here in this room. It was a pastor, a guy named Sam Talent. Many of you know him. He came and preached to the group and later invited me to go to Mexico with him. I went to Mexico for the very first time in 1997. I gave a 17-year-old girl who was born with her disability her very first wheelchair. That means her entire life up until 17 years, she was stuck in her house, didn't go anywhere. Giving her the wheelchair literally changed her life, and it changed mine too. Go ahead, Herbert.
Speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break. Declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire.
Matthew 16:24-27, then Jesus said to the disciples, those who want to come with me must say no to the things they want, pick up their crosses and follow me. Those who want to save their lives will lose them, but those who lose their lives for me will find them. What good will it do for a man to win the whole world and lose their lives? Or what will a person give in exchange for their life? The Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and they will pay back each person based on what that person has done. Giving a girl her very first wheelchair literally changed my life. Knowing she could move independently and she's going to have a different life. Mark Twain said one time, the two most important days in your life are the day you're born and the day you figured out why. That day I figured out why I was born. I wasn't born in this wheelchair. I had a skiing accident in the military in 1976 when I was 21 years old. Thought my life was over. I did the worst thing I could do to get back at God. I went to law school. Became a lawyer. Yeah, I gave that girl her wheelchair. She felt great. I was happy. 20 other people were in that chapel. They went home with nothing. I'm so blessed now that I have this wheelchair to be able to share my life and understand what the lives of other people with disabilities are like so I can make their lives better. Last year, we donated wheelchairs, crutches, walkers, and canes to more than 1,100 people with disabilities. Many times I think about when I come coming back to the United States. I've had the most incredible week this past week, skiing in Breckenridge. And next week we're going to Aspen for another week. So much easier to live in the United States. But what would I do? Selfishly live my life and enjoy sports? The most important thing that we can do in our lives is to serve God. And this is the week to remember that.
Yes, sir.
Jesus died on the cross for our sins. It's one thing to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and be born again. It's another thing to just to live your life for Christ. If every day I give away wheelchairs, more than 1,000 a year, and I'm sure the gospel with those guys get the wheelchairs, I'm just doing good works.
Amen.
In our life, we need to share the gospel.
Yeah.
I want to show you one other short video about how you might be able to share the gospel in your life. Go ahead. It's in French. Don't worry about the words.
Rich, did you teach Daniela?
Yeah.
Hot dog.
She's having a great time skiing.
Good.
Daniela está preguntando si te gusta esquiar.
Ay, sí.
Órale.
Hola.
Thank you.
up a bottle. Trying to figure out where it was. Who are those people clapping? If that was somebody that accepted Jesus, they picked up that bottle, the Bible says in Luke 15:10, in this same way I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels over one sinner who repents. And that's what we could do. Somebody shared the gospel with you. Jesus shared the gospel with the disciples. It's our responsibility, our duty as Christians to carry it on. And that's a perfect example. Every day, there's something that God gives us an opportunity to do. Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. God has a plan for your life. There are three different ways that you can preach. One is, look for an opportunity, just like in the video. Pick up a bottle. See how many people clap. The angels will let you know they're happy. Secondly, consider, what are your talents? What are your abilities? Bob will share with you. He's coming down. Who else will come? Bob and who else will come to Mexico with me? Yeah. And come. It's an incredible experience to give somebody their first opportunity in their life to have mobility. If you want to join me in Mexico, you're welcome. I'll get you down there. We'll have a good time together, and we will change people's lives for Jesus Christ. I really thought that my life was over when I broke my back. It's been almost 50 years now. But if it wasn't for this wheelchair, I wouldn't be giving away wheelchairs to other people with disabilities. I wouldn't understand what's going on with them. We do a lot more than just give away wheelchairs. We host camps and clinics to teach people how to use their wheelchairs, how to get dressed, how to bathe themselves and have a better quality of life. You've got talents in your life. The third thing you can do, asking God to show you, God, what do you have planned for me? I never in my life thought that I would be living in Mexico, donating wheelchairs. When I lived here in Boulder, I was an attorney. I was making more than $300,000 a year. I was doing pretty good. That wasn't God's plan for my life. You know, once you figure out what God's plan is for your life, everything gets a lot easier. I want to come back to Mexico because it's a lot more accessible. There's so many curbs and rocks and stuff down in Mexico, I can't go anywhere. But I can't come back. God's plan for me is to live in Mexico, and I feel blessed to be able to bless other people. Listen to this verse. It's from Colossians 1, 27 and 29. To them God has chosen to make known among Gentiles the glorious riches of his mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. He is the one we proclaim, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ. If I just donated wheelchairs, we didn't give out Bibles, we didn't share tracts and share the gospel with everybody, like I said, it would just be an act of good works helping other people. In our lives, we need to look for opportunities to share Jesus Christ. It might be just shaking hands with someone, smiling them and saying, you know, God loves you. Might be helping somebody with their groceries, carrying them, somebody in the mall. Just saying God loves you, and I think you look like a really nice person. Something as small as that. In the 15 years that I've been living in Mexico, we've donated more than 12,000 wheelchairs. That's a lot of lives changed. And one of the things I did this last year, if you're interested, I wrote a book. Everybody's always said, Richmond, you've been through so much in your life, you should write a book. I don't have a good enough memory. So I wrote a book of devotions, and it's called Devotions, Anything is Possible. How God can turn our mess in his message. Every one of us has some kind of mess or something in our lives, right? And God can turn that. God can use that, the good, the bad, and the ugly in his message. If any of you want to buy the book for devotion, you can use it to raise money for the organization. It doesn't go to me. If you want to come down to Mexico and help us give away wheelchairs, help us change lives, you're more than invited. Look for what God's plan is for your life. Look for Acts Daily. Ask God how he can help you and look at your own passions and ability. God has created every one of us for a purpose to love him and to serve him. Thank you for the opportunity to share with you guys.
Thank you.
Which one's the next opportunity to go down there?
Well, we're going to be going to Puerto Vallarta on the ocean the end of April, 21 through 27. And then we've got another event on the ocean in Mazatlan the end of September. But all year long, we're giving away wheelchairs every day.
And I remember it didn't cost very much to go down there. You guys had a pretty good.
About $100 a day. Food and housing included.
Yeah, the last time I was down there, it was right on the ocean. Beautiful two-bedroom condo. It was $800 for the week. All the food was included, and I didn't get sick. We didn't eat. We ate in the rooms, and we ran out on. And what was Tito?
Tito.
You gotta meet Tito. he's worth going down there just to meet a character. I mean, and then there was—I don't know what happened to the guy with the electric. There's electrocuted?
Jose Manuel.
Jose, what happened?
Casti. He's still working with us.
That's it. This guy was fried by electricity, by the
way? Yeah, working construction and electrocuted.
Another amazing guy.
Lost two legs and one hand.
Giving away a wheelchair. I mean, it shouldn't be that amazing to see what God does.
Rich, do you have a website where you take donations?
Yes, it's a worldaccessproject.org. Thank you.
It's on his card.
Thank you. There's cards on the table if you're welcome to take them.
And yeah, we got to give out how many Spanish New Testaments? A thousand?
Yeah, we give over that.
And we set up a deal through here where he was able to get 54 cents a copy. It was really.
Another thing you could do around here is you could collect wheelchairs. There's an organization we work with called Johnny and Friends, and they pick up all the wheelchairs throughout the United States. They go to prisons where they're refurbished by inmates, and then they ship them all over the world, including to us.
Yeah, and when you do that, you go to Johnny and Friends, and they'll tell you where the local people that are volunteering to do that. You take the chair there, and you have to put a tag on it saying this is for World Access Project, and they'll get it down there.
And if you have a storage place or a garage, you can store as well.
Yeah, you can do that. So, any other questions for Rich?
Yeah. Go ahead and share with people your current vision. You immediately with the warehouse.
The president of Mexico recently started a program that every person in Mexico that has a disability gets a pension. About 3,100 pesos, or about $175 every 2 months. That's going to help a little bit, but I can use that one payment to get everybody in Mexico who needs one a wheelchair. There are more than 1 million people in Mexico who need wheelchairs. That means they're stuck in their house. They can't go to church. They can't go to the store. They can't visit their friends. They're trapped inside their house. And with one payment, when I'm trying to get a meeting with the president of Mexico to talk to them about that, won't cost anybody anything except just 1 month of their pension, and they'll get a free wheelchair. The other thing we're trying to do is have a donation center in every state in Mexico so that people can, and I want to, that's what we're working on.
And how much does it cost to refurbish a wheelchair once you get it?
To get a wheelchair, the wheelchairs are free. They're collected and refurbished completely free. To get a container, a 500 wheelchair, the 53-foot truck from the center of Mexico, transported to where I am is $11,000. So it's around $30 a wheelchair to get it into Mexico.
How do you select who gets the wheelchair?
We work with the government. Like in the United States, we have the Department of Social Services, mm-hmm. and they have that organization in Mexico. So someone with a disability goes to the government and says, I need a wheelchair. So we work with the local governments. They find the people, and we work with them to give the wheelchairs. And we work with Rotary clubs and churches and individuals as well. Whoever, basically word of mouth. Yeah, we're just one organization out of 33 states, so we have a lot of work to do.
Do you ever run into cartel issues getting your interference from them?
Yes and no. I know other Americans down there that have been kidnapped and all kinds of problems. I've seen people murdered just a kilometer, not a mile, a half a mile, a kilometer away from my house. 2 weeks ago, 12 drug dealers were arrested in the same house and they found 3 bodies in that house and nobody had any idea, including me. I think God's taking care of us. But I haven't had any problems personally.
You don't have any privilege, Jim.
And when people do come down, we stay in very place, safe place. I'm sorry about
it. you finish.
We stay in some very safe places on the ocean. In hotels with security completely enclosed, and so it's very safe.
Yeah, I was going to say, a number of years ago, a guy in our group who lives in Colorado Springs, Tom Moyer and I went down and were privileged to spend a week with Rich down there. And not only did we you know, get out wheelchairs and such, but like Rich says, teaching people, you know, how to use a wheelchair. We also had a couple projects of building ramps, access ramps, to get people, you know, in and out of their house. And I remember asking Rich, why did he name his organization War Room Access Project? And he kind of looked at me, he said, like, you idiot. I mean, take a look around you. When these people have a wheelchair, they've got access to the world. They can get out now. They can get out. They can get a job. You know, they can go to school. They can go to the store. It's just amazing, man. You just take for granted that that we can walk around and use this. These folks can. And when they get a wheelchair, you saw the grins and the smiles on the faces of all those in those chairs. God, it's just amazing. I mean, Rich St. Dennis has changed the lives of thousands of people.
So thank
you, Rich.
God's got a plan.
Yes, he does.
Rich, why don't you tell us a little update on that gal that got the first wheelchair, her life afterwards.
Yeah, the girl that I gave the very first wheelchair to in 1997, her name is Letty. At the place where I gave her the wheelchair, she ended up getting a job as an ex-hacienda built by the Spaniards 300 years ago. As she was working, she met a guy. They connected, they got married. Now Letty has 2 kids. Her husband is a concrete worker, and Letty called me Papa. Her 2 kids called me Abuelito, Grandpa.
Oh,
I've got a few kids down there, not biological.
Hey, Rich, why don't you say a little bit about what you would like to do? You want to build a resource center.
Okay. The place where we give away wheelchairs is a 2,500 square foot warehouse donated to us by the local government. The local governments in Mexico change every 3 years. Mm-hmm. We've been in this place where we are for like 6 years. It's about a quarter of the space we need. We had a warehouse before that was 10,000 square foot feet, and it was incredible. The government changed and they said they wanted to use the warehouse for something else. We're trying to build our own warehouse of about 10,000 square foot. And it's going to cost around $100,000. Not bad, pretty good price for 100,000 square foot warehouse. That's $2 million in Mexico pesos, 2 million pesos, to build our own facility, our own warehouse, where we can be permanently, we can refurbish, we can construct wheelchairs right in Mexico. That's our long-term plan, is what we're working on. But We're trying to raise money for that. If anybody's got it, it's $100,000 a year.
Are we done with the questions? One of the things we're doing, Rich, is we decided that everybody tell their story. Not just their witness, but their story, like you just told your story. I think what we're getting out of it is, it's amazing the lengths that God goes to get your attention. Some more than others.
Yeah, he can use all of us.
And it's all to his glory. And remember, that's all to his glory.